Pulsinney Harbour by Mary E. Pierce.
Pulsinney Harbour by Mary E. Pierce. For Carol, Roger and Karen, and in memory of Delith. Chapter 1, 1869. Strangers were rare in Pulsinney, and the girl attracted attention at once from the moment she was first seen. A tall figure, slim but well-made, carrying a bundle slung over her shoulder, coming down the rough track that wound its way over Wheat Moor to join the road leading into the village. It was an evening in July, and up on the moor, close beside the track, three men were cutting turfs. They stopped work and leant on their spades, watching as the girl came over the brow, past the old ruined engine house of Balcarenza, and across the footbridge over the stream. A little way along the stream she paused and got down on her knees on the bank, letting her bundle slip to the ground while she cupped her hands into the water. The men watched her drink and bathe her face.
"What maid is that?" "She's a stranger to me." "Yes, and to me," the third man said.
The girl rose, shouldering her bundle, and came on down the track, one hand shielding her eyes from the sun as she gazed upon the roofs of the village, huddled together below the moor, with the glittering blue sea beyond. When she drew level with the men, she stopped again and spoke to them. "What is the name of this place?"
"Why, this is Pulsinney," one man said.
"Is there work to be got there?"
"What sort of work?"
"Anything." The turf cutters stared in astonishment. A stranger was rare enough, but when that stranger was a young girl...